Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us. It's Monday, so yay.
The start of week three.
Yep, week number three. I was, you know, over the weekend, I was trying to start a list of things that we don't need anymore and things we do need. Like, one of the things we don't need anymore is bras. Those aren't happening anymore.
Oh, wow. What is there?
Nothing. Oh. It's a t-shirt and a sweatshirt.
Good for you.
Yeah. They're so happy, the girls.
Oh.
You know, they're like, "Woo! We're free."
How about those cans, huh?
How about them? How about those cans?
And so that's on the top of the list of the things we don't need anymore. What else?
Travel mugs. Don't need those anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't need those. Actually, after this break, I'm going to get another coffee. I just need I need clean mugs. That's all I need. What else did I have here? Pants. We don't need those. Don't need pants anymore. You don't know if I have pants on right now. I might not have pants on.
Do you?
Maybe. I don't need them. I actually like you guys all in this size. Look right.
It's really weird to hear that from you because you're such a cotton panel enthusiast.
Oh, no, I have panties on.
Oh.
I didn't say I didn't have panties on.
Oh, I thought, I just imagined if you don't have pants on, that you're bottomless entirely.
Oh, that I'm just nude from the waist down.
Well, I mean.
No, I still have to sit on chairs, Ben.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't want my butt dust getting on everything, as you've told me over the years.
Chair smelling everything.
What did you say about my chair smelling?
Oh, Brynn.
You know what's funny about this? You know, it's funny about this thing we're using here, this Messenger app.
Yeah.
It goes in the order of who dialed first. So Nicole called me this morning, and then we added Sarah, and then Vinny was last. So that's why it's 1, 2, 3, 4. And on the Instagram live chat, there's a bunch of comments, which is super cool. And I was reading some of them. They were like, "Can we put Sarah and Vinny on the top, please?" So that, you know, because I think the comments kind of cover your faces since you guys are at the bottom.
Oh.
Are you guys both at the bottom for you two?
No.
Oh, you're not at the bottom.
Me and Vinny are on the right-hand side on mine.
Yeah, but you're below me, right?
I'm above you. I'm in the upper right. Bryn's in the upper left. Nicole's in the lower left.
I guess we're all different.
And you're in the lower right. Hmm. Yeah, I think it's different on everybody's phone.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't. Sorry. The comments are going to cover us. What did people have anything fun to say on that's sort of fun. I like that you did that.
There's so many. You know how it scrolls. I just couldn't keep up with them, and I was trying to do this and that. So
later,
but it worked out great. I think it looks good, and it should sound good, but I haven't checked.
I listened to a little bit of it when you said to go and check it. I could hear it, and it looked like the audio was matched.
Awesome.
Yeah, awesome. It was amazing. We also don't need scales in this new world.
We do.
No, we don't. We don't. You know why? Because who cares? You're not seeing anybody. Get as fat as you want.
No, what are you talking about?
You don't have to fit into your pants anymore.
Listen.
You don't have to wear those.
I didn't even get to watch it because I got stuck doing the dish. Well, I always do the dishes. I don't know why that's a surprise to me. But anyway, the family watched WALL-E.
Oh, God,
I remember liking it a lot, but I haven't seen it since 08 when it came out. I just saw it the one time.
Yeah.
And it's a real sort
of commentary on society.
Yeah. And I'd rather us, we don't become those blobby, muscle-less people that.
No, we'll be fine.
No.
Roll around in chairs.
No. And you can tell by the fact that everyone is still, you know, rushing out to any possible trail they can walk, even despite the need to social distance. That people don't want to become that. They're trying not to. Yes, we need scales. I like your braless. I like that you have zero below the waist. That's awesome.
Yeah, seeing it. I'm nude from the waist down.
That is awesome.
In fact, I'm gonna cut this off so it's just covers my boobs for the camera, and you'll be able to see my gut and everything. It's gonna be
What?
It's going to be good.
Is it possible that you did that in studio before I ever worked with you? Because that chair that Nicole's next to, it kind of looks like you may have sat there.
I know. Pantsless. That chair is so gnarly looking. And it's been my chair since I started working at Alice. Like, I mean, I get that other people.
So those are your stains.
Well, don't they have to be my stains? I mean, I don't know. It does seem like other people probably use it from time to time, but the bulk of that's just got to be me. Thing is disgusting. Nice. You should put up a photo of that chair, Nicole, on your social media. Sarah's disgusting chair that she's been sitting in for, I guess we've been here for 23 years.
I'll make a little video of it for you.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. I love that. I'll share that on mine.
It's going to be interesting to see how this social media thing plays as this work from home, hide at home order continues, because it seems like it can't. It's unsustainable. The amount of posting everyone's doing, like you do at some point, you're going to be like, I'm actually digging for, like, it's so boring already. How much boredom can you post on social media before social media just crushes from the weight of it all?
I know. You know what's funny about it? That's where I'm getting 90% of my entertainment. Like, I'll be like, oh, look, so-and-so put up a live video. Someone's live right now. I'll watch that. What the hell? It's fun. I did a live video on, it's got to be gone by now. I did it on Saturday. I was like, me and John hanging out in the kitchen, making vodka drinks.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, well, you missed out, man. It was not
entertaining
at all. I probably
wouldn't have watched you.
You actually didn't. You actually didn't miss out. John had just made cookies. We talked about, you know, that were butter snobs. Turns out we're butter snobs. We didn't know.
Cookies and booze?
Yeah, he was making cookies, and then someone reminded us they're like, are you guys drinking? And I was like, oh, we're not even drinking. It was 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, hey, let's have a drink.
Oh, okay.
So then we went into the pantry. You got to see my pantry. Oh my God, it's a thrill a minute on this live video thing. I mean, Woo! All right, let's get into some trash here. Let me see if I probably have a sponsor. Let me look. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the experts at Floorcraft in San Francisco. Don't do it yourself. Leave it to the experts at Floorcraft in San Francisco for service and savings during their DDIY sale going on now. Their experts will help you with your flooring, kitchen, plumbing fixtures, appliances, and windows with Hunter Douglas. Go to floorcrafthome.com. Let me see here. Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks. I did have it right. Jesus. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are back in the States. So this is great news to start your week with. They have beaten the virus, and they've been allowed back in the States. Hanks tweeted, hey, folks, we're home now, and like the rest of America, we carry on with sheltering in place and social distancing. Many, many thanks to everyone in Australia who looked after us. They go on and on to thank people. They're both 63. They announced their diagnosis March 12th. That was, I think, what was our first date of self-quarantine? It was probably the 15th.
I can tell you right now.
16th? It was right around St. Patrick's Day, right? Monday the 16th. Oh, well, I guess that Friday was our first.
Friday the 13th is the day we left with all the equipment. So I would say the first day of our quarantine was true stay in the house, no contact would be Saturday the 14th.
So that was our first day. Mm-hmm. So this was 2 days after we found out that Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson were COVID-19 positive. They announced that March 12th while they were in Australia. The government over there thinks that they contracted the virus either here in America or on their way over. Because, of course, they don't want to be like, yeah, they got it here. They're doing some kind of Elvis Presley movie there. I'm not sure what they... the status of every movie is on hold, basically.
You know what? I'd love to see a good movie about... we've all heard the dribs and drabs. We've all heard the rumors and the weird... I mean, there's a guy who didn't... Did he or didn't he leave early in his career to go to war?
Oh, yeah. He did. In fact, he was the... They said that the year that Elvis Presley joined the army... would have been his highest earning year. Like, he was the number one taxpayer in America, apparently, It was some crazy stat. And he did a few years in the Army and then, you know, came back and everyone was like, oh, thanks. Well, we love you.
So I'd love to see a non-fluff piece about him. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're doing a non-fluff or fluff. There's
I mean,
plenty,
I'd be interested to find out if he went. So he's someone who, you know, did his service, but did he? I wonder. Or did they go, we can't make this guy go do that stuff. He needs a desk spot.
I don't know. I from what I've heard, he served, which, I mean, I guess. I feel like I should know that. My dad.
Yeah,
was
I don't
so
know.
Angry.
I don't know much about him at all. I mean, besides
there've been
know-
you. If you really want to know, there've definitely been documentaries about him and life stories about him played by various people. But like you're saying, I mean, who knows what's fluff and what isn't? It would be nice to see something that was like, here it is, the real story. Queen Elizabeth, one of her royal footmen has tested positive for COVID-19. This is after Prince Charles announced he has it. This is a guy who spent a lot of time with the queen, bringing her meals, walking her dogs, doing other tasks for her. I don't know what a footman does. You know, the only thing I know is that the footmen serve the dinners at the Downton Abbey place. That's all I know of footmen. You know, they carry the people's luggage in and they serve the meals. I don't know. Don't ask me. But this guy apparently spends a lot of time with the queen. She's 93. Her husband, Prince Philip, is 98. And I think he's been sick, too. Of course, he's 98. Of course, he's been
right.
sick. March 19th, they relocated from Buckingham Palace to Windsor Castle. And we've severely cut down on support staff. And now one of her guys has got it. So, I mean, it's bad news for the monarchy. If she winds up with it. A cheerio. Cheers. Anyway.
It's weird to think that people who've survived so many things in life find themselves getting taken out by coronavirus.
I know.
It's just a bad ending. I don't like it.
Country singer Joe Diffie has died of complications from coronavirus. He was only 61. Country legend John Prine is in critical condition. He is 73 years old. He's got the coronavirus, and he's critical. They're saying there's a guy named Alan Merrill who wrote and sang the original version of I Love Rock and Roll. I didn't realize there was another version.
Yeah, I just know Joan Jett's version.
Yeah. He wrote it and sang it in the 70s, and he just died of the coronavirus.
Mm.
Prime Minister of Britain, Boris Johnson. He's in self-isolation. He's the first world leader, they say, to test positive. In the sports world, NBA announcer Doris Burke tested positive for the coronavirus.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Former Major League outfielder Jim Edmonds has been tested, and he's awaiting his results. And John Bon Jovi thinks his 17-year-old son may have a mild version of COVID-19, which they say kids get.
Hmm.
They'll get a much more mild version.
Doris is a really big deal. She's, the texters can correct me, but I believe she's the first NBA, female NBA announcer.
Yeah, like, I don't know her at all.
She's awesome.
Well, she apparently has tested positive. So was she a young woman?
No. Okay. No, I couldn't guess her age, but she's clearly a seasoned broadcaster and she's someone who's been around, and I like to hear her voice. Okay. I like her.
Well, that's
do you
want to
hear
start.
That version of I Love Rock and Roll?
Sure.
Oh.
This came out in 75.
This is Alan Merrill.
Yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me. Yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll. So put another time in your jukebox, baby.
Does he do the woo at the beginning that I always wait for?
The what at the beginning?
The woo!
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't
know.
Or,
wonder,
say, or is it an ow?
Hey, do you remember if Joan Jett sings that she was with me? Or does she say, he was with me?
He was with me.
Oh,
it
she
was
does.
With me. Yeah, me. Yeah.
I guess that was before she felt comfortable
saying
coming
she was
out.
With me.
Right.
Has she even come out? I don't even really know.
Oh, yeah. She's got her on her guitar, she has a sticker of the two bathroom symbols holding hands.
Oh, adorable.
The female symbol.
Oh, two chickies.
Right.
Holding hands. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe she just supports that. I don't know.
Could be.
Yeah, who knows, right? I mean, it's not our business anyway. She does her. Exactly. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Wait, what? It's over already.
I know. Don't ask. Listen, and not only is it over, we're late.
All right, I got news next.
Okay.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.